Welcome to Praying the Psalms, a daily podcast by Doxa Church in Madison, Wisconsin. As the church finds itself isolated from one another physically, we are reading, studying, and praying the Psalms together each morning as a way to join ourselves together spiritually. We want to slow down, get a bigger picture of God, and hopefully a more clear picture of ourselves. Most of all, though, we want to join ourselves together around the throne of the One who has joined Himself to us. So if you haven't already, grab a Bible and spend some time prayerfully reading Psalm 145. Matthew Henry says that those who spend much time in prayer will naturally spend much time praising God, which is exactly what the last six of these 150 Psalms describe. He also says, if the heart be full of God, out of the abundance of that the mouth will speak with reverence to His praise upon all occasions. What subject of discourse can we find more noble, more copious, more pleasant, useful, and unexceptionable than the glory of God? The man who praises God will be constant to this work. Every day will I bless thee. Praising God must be our daily work. No day must pass, though ever so busy a day, though ever so sorrowful a day, without praising God. We ought to reckon it the most needful of our daily employments and the most delightful of our daily comforts. Matthew Henry has a great point there. How different would our lives be if they were full of daily praise, just like David challenges us in this psalm? We see in this psalm that King David's heart is just full of God, and it's as if he can't but help himself to praise God. We're going to read through this psalm a couple times today, as there's so much that I don't want us to miss. As I read through it the first time, I'd encourage you to pause the podcast each time you hear something that leads you to worship, and spend some time just worshiping. I'd also encourage you to pause it when you read something that you find hard to believe about God's character. Take time to evaluate why you find that hard to believe. Journal about what keeps you from believing that, along with a prayer asking God to help you to believe that aspect of His character. Ask God to help you meditate on that more often, letting Him change you as you dwell on the reality of His incomprehensible character. I'll read through this once, and then a second time pray through it, pausing to share some ways God's challenged me as a result of studying this psalm. It's one of my favorites, and I hope it's a huge encouragement to you today. King David says, I will extol you, my God and King, and bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you and praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and His greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall commend your works to another, and shall declare your mighty acts. On the glorious splendor of your majesty, and on your wondrous works, I will meditate. They shall speak of the might of your awesome deeds, and I will declare your greatness. They shall pour forth the fame of your abundant goodness, and shall sing aloud of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. The Lord is good to all, and His mercy is over all that He has made. All your works shall give thanks to you, O Lord, and all your saints shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and tell of your power, to make known to the children of man your mighty deeds and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord is faithful in all His words and kind in all His works. The Lord upholds those who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand, you satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all His ways, and kind in all His works. The Lord is near to all who call on Him, to all who call on Him in truth. He fulfills the desire of those who fear Him. He also hears their cries and saves them. The Lord preserves all who love Him, but all the wicked He will destroy. My mouth will speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless His holy name forever and ever. How great is it that we get to read through this once more and worship once again? We see throughout Scripture the importance the author places on certain passages by the use of repetition, and I think this worshipful psalm is worth repeating. As I pray through it, I'll pause to share some of the ways I'm challenged by it. God, I desire to extol you. Thank you that you're my God and my King. I want to bless your name forever and ever. God, every day would I bless you and praise your name forever and ever. Lord, please help this to be true for us every day of our lives. Great are you, Lord, and greatly to be praised. Your greatness is truly unsearchable. One generation shall commend your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts. God, thank you for how I've experienced that, and I pray that you would help me to do that as long as I have breath. For all of you, what did this look like in your home growing up? Did your parents and grandparents tell you endless stories about how they'd experienced God in their lives? That might not have been your experience. If not, who shared the gospel with you for the first time? And how did they declare God's mighty acts to you? If you think about it, every time we are able to share the gospel with someone, we get to declare God's mighty acts. How are you doing this currently in your own home? If you think about it, any generation where this isn't taking place can end up leading to a faithless generation. At Doxa, our prayer is that we will be a church filled with disciples who make disciples who make disciples. We want to be placing a huge emphasis on the next generation. Discipleship in the home is such a gift, and even if you didn't have a home in which discipleship took place, we hope you experience that at Doxa and are led to then disciple up others, including those in your home. A great way to do just that is to tell others what God has done in you, through you, and around you. Also, just to share God's word with other people. On the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works, God, I want to meditate. For all of you, what does it look like for you to meditate each day on God's majesty and wondrous works? We want to speak of the might of your awesome deeds, and we want to declare your greatness, God. For you all, which of God's awesome deeds have you experienced? How are you declaring his greatness? They shall pour forth the fame of your abundant goodness and shall sing aloud of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. The Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. In his book on the Psalms entitled The Songs of Jesus, Tim Keller says something that's really struck me today. He says that when Moses asked God, "Show me your glory," in Exodus 33, God proclaimed, "The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and rich in love." Yes, God is absolute in power, yet there is no greater manifestation of his glory than his compassion for all. I hadn't thought through it that way before, and I hope that is encouraging to you. Can you guys imagine where we'd be had we not experienced God's compassion? How can you worship him for that and extend that compassion to others today, even if they seem undeserving, just as ultimately we all truly are? All your works shall give thanks to you, O Lord, and all your saints shall bless you. So often my mood and perspective shifts when I focus on all I have to be thankful for. Father, would Doxa be a church family that speaks of the glory of your kingdom and tells of your power, making known to the children of man your mighty deeds and the glorious splendor of your kingdom? Thank you, God, that your kingdom isn't this temporary thing, but it's an everlasting kingdom. And God, thank you that we can trust you and your rule. Your dominion endures throughout all generations. Lord, you are faithful in all your words and kind in all your works. Those are some strong words. God is faithful in all his words and kind in all his works. Is that hard to believe sometimes? The Lord upholds all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down. When have you felt like you were falling or bowed down? How do you experience God upholding you? Are you feeling either of those things now? How can you shift your perspective to see the ways he's upholding you and raising you up? Or is there someone in your life who feels like they're falling or they're bowed down? How can you point them to the God who can raise them up? The eyes of all look to you, O Lord, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand, you satisfy the desire of every living thing. How about you all? Are you looking to God to supply your needs? Or are you self-reliant or depending on other people to meet your needs, whether physical, spiritual, or emotional? God ultimately satisfies and promises to meet our needs, but he wants us to be dependent on him, not leaning on our own power or expecting others to satisfy us. When our desires align with God's desires for us, he satisfies those desires. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and kind in all his works. In what areas of your life do you struggle to believe that? The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. Are you calling on him? If so, is it in truth or in integrity, as another translation puts it? Or are you calling on him based off your feelings, the ebb and flow, rather than in his truth that never changes? He fulfills the desire of those who fear him. Do you fear him? How have you experienced him satisfying your desires? He also hears their cry and saves them. Know that God hears your cries, no matter how desperate they are. Lord, you preserve all who love you, but all the wicked you'll destroy. That's hard to understand and grasp, but God, we do trust you. And Father, as we finish reading through this psalm, we ask that as the psalmist asks, that our mouths would speak the praise of the Lord. Would you let all flesh, especially everyone in Madison, God, bless your holy name forever and ever. Thank you for being a God that's so worthy of our praise. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.